B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's going on, Zo?
Not much, man. How you doing? How was the post-game last night?
It was great.
You and Bobby Poole.
Excellent.
Night, right?
Bobby Poole was in for the vacationing Big Jim.
Right.
Had a great time.
Good.
All right, Patriots win in Philadelphia on the road. Good road win. Bill Belichick is thrilled. Tom Brady, not so much.
Oh, no. No, no. I'd stay away from him this week.
Really?
All week, yep.
All week?
What do you think the dog's like?
How long do you think that lasts?
He wouldn't kick a dog. He's, like, too classy. Like, some people, like, kick their dog when they go home, you know? I wouldn't do it. I like my dog. You know, but I think this. I think this lasts till they start.
You're saying he was angry enough to kick a dog
last night. This has been a buildup, right? For the last 10 weeks, right? This is nothing new. Like standing there doing post game 11, and then, you know, even before Brady comes out, I'm like, get ready because you're gonna see a different quarterback up here than you're gonna see the head coach. I mean, head coach loves winning on the road. Now, granted, Brady's happy they won, but I can't remember last time this offense was in any sort of rhythm. If any point, second half Baltimore, maybe when they went no huddle, but other than that, nothing. They can't establish any sort of rhythm. And it's a kiss of death if they complete a long ball or a pass and they get tackled inside the 10. God forbid you have first and goal from the 6. Ugh. They're just going to throw it.
You concerned about that?
Mike, yes. Hell yes.
Okay. So you think that it's going to doom their season?
I don't think
it's going to. If they don't fix it, it dooms their season.
If they don't fix it, it could doom your season against a really good team here in, hey, Baltimore. You want to exchange field goals? Because I don't think Baltimore's going to have any issues running the ball.
I think you got to put it in those terms, though. I mean, what is it? So does it derail their year or not?
Well, I think their inside the 10 offense is their major Achilles heel right now as a team. We can talk about the running game all you want, but red zone issues, pressure issues, stuff down and tight. You see it. It's there. You're not hiding anything. We'd sit here and throw all the stats you want at it. How many times he's been pressured, how many times he's been knocked down, you know, how many times they attempt passes down inside the 10 as opposed to a run. When's the last time they picked up a 3rd-and-1 or a 4th-and-1? Really? I mean, it's like back to 2 years ago when you had issues running the ball. But good defensive effort yesterday. They kicked their ass.
Yeah, they're back.
They figured some things. They played with purpose. They played with a lot of fire, fun. Coach said they had fun. That was a nice dig at Lane Johnson.
Well, defense,
I enjoyed that one.
Defense had a bad week. It was against Baltimore. That's what they've got.
Right.
They've had a bad week against a bad matchup. Other than that, the defense has kicked ass all year long. Right?
Right.
So the defense has carried the team.
Yeah.
Defense,
Brady said it. Defense has kept us in games.
They won the game again yesterday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So,
I'm good with that. I'm good with that. It's a good win yesterday.
That's a good win.
Really good win. Hey, this is where you find out something about your team.
They can win this way.
This is where you find out something about your teams, too. They got their teeth kicked in Baltimore. That thing was like, whoosh, that thing turned, and it was 17-0. They didn't quit in that game. Even on offense, they dropped their nuts, and they fought back in that game. Next week out of the shoot, they're down 10. So almost down 27 points right out of the gate to two teams, two good teams, two good tests. And they come back and score 17 unanswered. You know, what a totally different kicker. Good job, Nick Folk, kicking the ball down there. Hey, guys, those conditions down there sucked. I told you that pregame, wind's going to be an issue. Wind, you couldn't control it. It was blowing two different directions. It was that swirling gust. And I think it affected both quarterbacks. Anytime the quarterbacks threw the ball over the middle or to the tight ends or underneath crossers, you were fine. The second you get outside the numbers, very difficult to complete passes in that football game for both guys. So,
I don't know. I look at the Eagles and say, that's also not a bad defense. They're top 10 in total defense. They're top half of the league in points allowed.
Their front's really good.
They got a good front.
They're
hard to run on.
Yep. I tell you what, playing against that front gets you ready for next week because your head's going to be on a little bit of a swivel because Dallas has a damn good front.
Really, Philly's defense front. Doesn't stink.
No, Philly's
so you
defense
struggled
good.
Against a good defense.
Yeah, their offense has issues. I mean, they got a lot of
they
guys
do.
Out. Yeah, no DeSean Jackson, no Sproles. You know, they're down guys on the outside. Basically, they had two tight ends, and that's all they had yesterday. Aguilar didn't really give them anything. Yeah, you can negate that guy. You can defend him. You can defend him with your second best corner, and I think that's what happened. That's why you take Gilmore and you put him on Hurts, and you frustrate the hell out of him. Take his head out of the game a little bit.
Patriots gave up a touchdown.
Half the time, Hurts spent bitching. Like all day, like turning around looking for a call. Every time he runs around, he's like, Kelsey, look for a call. Like, Jesus.
They gave up a touchdown a real drive.
Was it really a touchdown? I think it was a touchdown.
It was a touchdown.
It's a touchdown.
Bill Belichick seems to disagree, by the way.
That's our I can't believe. Like, that's
post game, he kept bringing that up. He clearly disagrees with that call.
Okay, so he caught the ball. He had 2 feet down. He's making a move. He breaks the play on the goal line. Instantaneous touchdown.
Without well, complaining about the call, he kept referencing the play. He kept bringing it up.
So then he might be under the belief
Which indicates to me he didn't like the call. He was looking for that to stand as called on the field.
I need to see it in real time again. It was so hard to get replays yesterday. You know, our positioning in the booth and see our feed was so delayed compared to what was happening in real time. It was a difficult game to call. It was. But it's a fun game. Fun game. Fun.
So Tom Brady's post-game press conference went a minute and a half, right?
Yeah.
Real short, real brief, real angry, I'll call it.
I could tell by the face.
Did you call it angry?
He's
pissed.
I think he's getting tired of it. Not tired of the situation. I think he knows he has to do it. He knows which questions are coming. Duh, right? You know, I can't fix it right now. There's nothing I can do about it. There's not a damn thing I can do right now.
So is he angry at somebody? Is he angry at himself?
No.
What is it about?
He's angry at the unit. He's angry for them as a unit. This isn't about him. This isn't about Antonio Brown. This isn't about Josh McDaniels as coordinator. I'm looking at this again. It looks like a touchdown to me.
Okay.
That's a touchdown.
Focus on Brady. Yeah. It is a touchdown.
Yeah.
Because at some point, the anger and the frustration is going to get in the way. Like, you can only do that for so long.
I don't know. He's pretty good at internalizing that. You know, he's able to separate. He's always preached about being a positive guy. I think this will eat at him for 3 days. He'll get excited to play the Cowboys. You're back at home. Crowd's going to be amped up. This is a big one this week. He'll be juiced up for this game.
No, but at some point, it's going to start annoying other people.
Like,
enough already. We're all in this together.
Right.
We all have to go out there and play the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're annoyed. Yeah, we're all annoyed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not the only guy here. There's an entire offense.
Right.
If you're another player, if you're a receiver or a lineman or a running back, at some point you're like, enough, Tom. Enough. We're all trying to make this better. We're all trying to be better.
Okay, but
you know,
but
the pouting and the anger
is it about sustaining? And is it about being 9-1?
It's going to be a little bit much at some point.
Yeah, but I go back to what he told me.
Like, you're 9-1.
You know,
Your team doesn't suck.
He knows they could be like the 14-2 Jacksonville Jaguars and get popped divisional round. He's been on teams when they're 14-2 and the Jets came in here and kicked your ass when they had that 7.5-minute drive to nowhere. This guy knows what it takes to win. He's not in here to get an opening bye. He's here to play in the Super Bowl.
We've just seen this guy so many times.
He knows what it takes.
Take a bundle of crap and turn it into something respectable.
Yep.
We have. How many times have we seen him do that? Right?
Is there too many questions?
2006. We saw him do it. He didn't have a great team. He didn't have a great offense. He didn't have great receiving.
All right.
And we point to that one because it's the biggest and like worst case example of it. But there have been plenty of other years where he did not have high-end talent.
Okay.
And he made guys around him better.
Here's your question. Okay, so if we look at this offense, I have
full belief he could do it again, even though he's now working with guys that are new to him. Sanu's been here a couple of weeks. N'Keal Harry is new over the last couple of weeks coming back off IR. So it's going to take some time to do it and get there.
So in those years where you said he's taken something and figured it out and made it had made it be able to work.
When you look at an offense and functional,
when you look at an offense, there's four different groupings. There's an offensive line, there's a running back group, there's a receiver group, and there's a tight end group. Who's your strength right now? Give me your grouping. Who's the biggest? What's your go-to strength right now as an offense?
Your receiver group is still your strength.
I think so. Yes.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman and Mohamed Sanu.
Okay.
And whoever you want to choose after that. Whether it be Dorsett, who got hurt yesterday and had to leave the game, or
that's a head thing. He'll be fine.
Or N'Keal Harry, whatever it is he's going to provide, did have 3 catches yesterday.
He did what he had to do, though.
Or Jacoby Myers.
That still
is the strength.
Hey, when Dorsett went down and Harry's snaps went up and he had 15 more snaps than probably what he was going to get, there wasn't one time where I looked at Brady and I thought he had to line him up or the kid was confused or he didn't know where to go. He knew where to go. He knew where to line up. He knew the positioning. Is he on the line? Is he off the line? That's step one passed right there. Plus, he got the balls you threw to him. So let's build off that. There's step one. That's good. It's a good step for Harry. He's big, dude. See, he's not around, so you don't see him. You forget how big he is. He's bigger than your tight ends.
It just feels like the only difference this time around is we're seeing this. This is sort of new for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a lot of this before. He's pissed all the time. He's angry. He feels angry And yesterday was probably the finest example of him being mad after a game. A minute and a half press, a minute and 40 seconds he was up there. And was clearly, I mean visibly upset with the game. Which I look at and say, hey, you went on the road, you got a win, you bounced back after the bye, and you played a good defense, and your defense stepped up and helped win a game.
Yep.
They're back on track too. And it's going to take some time, but you'll figure it out because you always do.
If this guy
you
accepts
always
it,
do.
If he accepts the state they're in, isn't that really the beginning of the end for him, though? Like, we're good. I'm going to just ride this thing out. I'm going to be Peyton Manning in Denver. You guys carry me.
Well, there's a balance there, though. Hardy and I talked about this last night after the game. There's a balance because, yes, he gets angry because he's a competitor and because he strives for perfection.
He wants to win the whole thing.
Right? Because he wants to win and he wants to be the very best. But there's a balance between the fact that you're 9-1, your team is really good, you just got to win a good win on the road. That's a good win. I don't know what you think about the win, but I think it's a good win.
That's probably their best win of the year. It's their best win of the year. Hey, Buffalo was a good
win. I'd have to think about that for a minute.
Well, wait a minute.
It doesn't feel like their best win of the year, but
there's two wins. Pittsburgh right out of the chute because they were a good team. They had Roethlisberger. That's a good opening night win. He kicked their ass. And that was a tough fought win against a good divisional team that would play good defense in Buffalo. After that, this one. This may be your best win.
Yeah, you don't really have a lot of other.
Look at them. Look at them all. I did last night.
Yeah.
It's your best win. It's your best win.
It very well may be. So it could. It's arguably, at the very least, whether you agree with Zoe or not, arguably the best win of the year.
Yeah.
And the quarterback's pissed. And so, yes, part of it is his strive to, you know, he's always striving to be perfect and to be better.
That game turned.
But you got to strike a balance there at some point.
I know. And here's the thing, too. And you have captain meetings, right? And there's other good captains here like Devin McCourty and company and Matt Slater. Guys that know how to win, too. They know what it takes to be on a championship team.
Right.
Maybe they need to get a hold of him and say, hey, let's pull these reins back a little bit, man. We're good.
Yeah,
we're good, okay?
Let's not all be doom and gloom here.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let's enjoy things a little bit here as we strive to get better each and every week.
It's Clapper Week.
Because
it's Cowboy Week, baby. I've been waiting for this one.
You don't want to create that environment where everything sucks here.
Coaching mismatch this week.
617-779-0985. Let's talk more about the win over the Eagles and some of the specific things that happened in the game yesterday. Tom Brady very upset at the podium after the game. Are we good, Jim? Can we play? We're good. Okay. Just wanted to make sure we were able to end the segment here, or if we just had to keep talking. We will have your calls all day long, 617-779-0985. You're on Zolak and Bertrand.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, made a great throw. That was a great play. Yeah, we needed it.
Not just thoughts about the shoulders of drowning in the red zone. I know it's one of those things you don't like to take three ever. You have to take three. That was pretty much a first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What an answer. Thanks, Tom. He went all Bill on us yesterday. Meanwhile,
Bill was talking up a storm.
Happy.
So, is it okay for Belichick to do it when he's not happy, but the quarterback isn't? Or
The question isn't about is he unhappy. It's about should he be as unhappy as he is, right? That's what I would say, to move to 9-1 and get a good road win as a team. And I understand the offense is struggling right now. It's not operating at a high level. But to be as upset as he is, I don't know that it's going to be productive, is what I would suggest. That's what I would say. Is this going to be good? Is this going to help? How do other teammates look at that?
Well, I mean, they look up to him so much.
Did everybody else? From what I heard of other post-game sound, I didn't hear anybody else as upset as he was.
I mean, I didn't hear much because I'm not in the locker room.
I heard Julian Edelman. He did not sound upset. He did not sound like he was pissed off about winning the game. Tom Brady did.
I mean, Jules was pretty animated too on the sideline in the field. He was pissed off at times.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's course more of the an game. But I'm talking about after the game.
Game emotion thing.
Talking about after the game.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't know. Maybe he doesn't see it getting any better. That's part of it. And he's tired of talking about it. It's like, we just can't do it. We're waiting. You know,
waiting for one.
That would be different.
Waiting for Snoo to get faster. I don't know.
With him, it's always gotten
waiting for
better.
Edelman to catch the touchdown. I don't know. Waiting for like somebody to block the guy on the edge. How about maybe waiting for Marshall Newhouse to help me off the ground after he let five people in?
And if that's true, that's new. That's my point. That's why I'm saying this is a change in behavior.
Tell you what, win better be good.
We got a 20-year sample here with Tom Brady. I've never seen after 10 weeks. And if you're suggesting that, Tom Brady say, you know what? After 10 weeks, I know we can't get better. What? And he didn't say that.
No.
You're saying maybe he thinks it can't get better. Well, that would be new. Tom Brady after 10 weeks just thinking to himself, can't get any better.
I mean, we do this that with everything, right? We sample
that's
everything.
That's new.
And I think you come to a certain point after you see a certain sample size. This is reality. But he also said something today in his radio interview that, you know, we're still trying to get to know each other in offense, which is very unusual 10 games into it. So after you digest it and you let that sit in your crawl last night, maybe you look at it a little bit differently today, and at some point you have to turn the page and get ready for Dallas, and that excites you as a player, the ability to get out there and prove yourself again. It's just he knows this better than anybody. This is the tough stretch here.
All right, let's get to some of your calls.
These are the critical games.
6-1-7-7.
Yeah!
Wow!
New hold music.
617-779-0985.
That sounds like fun, that one. Put that back on.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
At Innovision, we have a way to make the world exciting. The new agricultural products, technology, and human redesign systems that will make your life technologically perfect.
Do you remember when Sabre bought Dunder Mifflin? Yeah. And they had Christian Slater come out. And Michael Scott's like, can you bring Christian Slater back out? We at Sabre, what we do here is we sell copiers that are made for you.
David's in Florida today. David.
Good morning, gentlemen. What was that all about?
I don't know, David.
So good to talk to you. My point is, first of all, in basketball, you hear all the time that great players make their teammates better. I mean, now you probably know where I'm going with this, but with Brady, I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, why isn't he making his receivers better? Do a better job putting the ball exactly. I mean, I know, do a better job, Tommy. When you're pointing one finger at somebody else, you're pointing three back at yourself. Now, I mean,
well, I'm sure he would love to have some of those throws back. You know, the one out in the flat to James White, the Edelman seam route. Hey, but it was a bitch. I mean, the conditions were a bitch yesterday, and it affected the throwing game.
Stop making excuses.
I'm not making an excuse. I said this pregame for 3 hours in pregame. Did I talk to you in pregame?
Yes, you did.
Did I do TV at 11:30?
Yes.
It was bone-chilling cold. The wind was blowing everywhere, which told you you're going to have to operate in a tight space today. But it's not just this one game.
It's not just, I mean, against Baltimore, what they put up against Baltimore, what's the score in Baltimore again? 20?
Yeah, they kicked field goals. They moved the ball well, though.
Yeah, against Buffalo, they only put up 16. I mean, let's stop making excuses, Tommy. I mean, you know, if you're the GOAT, then you gotta play like the GOAT. And I mean, you would never hear Peyton Manning badmouth in this game, which is what Brady is doing. And
really, Peyton Manning threw his kicker under the bus after one game, after one loss. Oh. Peyton Manning always threw his teammates under the bus. Always. Offensive line. Remember that? And Tom Moore had to defend his offensive lineman because Peyton threw the lineman under the bus. We could go on about this. Sure did.
I don't remember that, but maybe okay.
That was when he was at the Colts.
Yeah. And can we draw a distinction between not being happy and throwing your team under the bus?
Yeah, he didn't do that.
He didn't throw his team under the bus.
Wouldn't go there. He won't do that. Won't say, hey, God missed. We got to block better. We got to catch better.
He also isn't making excuses. He didn't offer up any excuses for anything.
He actually said we got to stop talking about it and just do it. Can't talk about it. I think he's tired of talking about it.
Definitely didn't do that.
It's the same topic, same question.
No excuses from him at all yesterday.
No.
None. So don't accuse him of doing that because he didn't do that. And also, I don't think he's really the problem. Do you think he's the problem?
Brady?
Yeah.
No.
I don't either.
No.
We heard some of that post-game last night from the callers. I don't think he's the issue. The issue is this offense has become really hard. It's become really hard for them to run, and so it's become really easy to defend. They've become one-dimensional.
Like, they really thought
that. And in that one dimension, all the completed passes are very short routes.
They really thought the screen game was going to be huge yesterday. Now, with the windy conditions and Philly's ability to get upfield with Fletcher Cox and him and Graham, you know, they thought, okay, we're going to have something here in a screen game. We even put the double pump screens in. All that stuff. None of them worked. None of them. Like, you got a little bit here and there from them, but it was laborsome, man. The problem is, you got to be able to get out in front and block it. If you can't block it, I don't care if you complete the damn pass or not. If you can't get guys on the ground, you get guys running around like the chickens with their head cut off, you got problems in a screen game. So you knew yesterday right away a screen game wasn't going to work.
Tom Brady had 26 completions in the game. 19 of the 26 were within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Pretty much same thing for
19. 19 of the 26. And in fact, 23 of the 26, so it was four more that were within 10 yards.
Yep. And through the third quarter, Wentz didn't have a pass over 4 yards that he completed.
So he completed three passes over 10 yards in the game. That was it.
It's going to be tough going downfield.
So they can't run the ball, and everything they complete is short.
Nice pass by Edelman, though.
I'm talking about Tom Brady's passes in the game.
Yeah. Did affect Edelman's throw. Maybe it's just Brady.
But that just gives you an idea.
Come on.
Of when they throw the ball, it's pretty predictable what this offense is right now. It's easy to defend. You know what it is.
See, I think there's going to be things he could look at, too, that's going to frustrate him on how he played, where he didn't set his feet at certain times. He's so mechanical. He's got to get that feet up under him because when he's in line, it's as good as anybody. Yeah, they'll be fine. He'll fix this thing, get this thing going. Maybe get some help back this week with Wynn and see what happens.
Mike is in the car. Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey. Good morning. Before I make my point, so you made me think of something here. And you're terrific. Obviously, you've forgotten more about the stuff that I know. But, you know, I mean, really, so, like, you know, he's a cold-weather quarterback. He's a bad-weather quarterback. He's always the guy that was above everybody else. And let's not put Carson Wentz in the Hall of Fame, meaning let's not compare, well, Carson Wentz didn't complete any passes, you know, more than 10 yards, et cetera. So, you know, maybe the guy's slipping a little bit. Maybe he's not quite he is 43. Maybe he's not quite the cold weather / bad weather quarterback he once was. Let's call it as we see it. But my point is Tom Brady's human like the rest of us, and he's not a great teammate. He's a good teammate. He's frustrated because his numbers suck. That's the bottom line.
Do you think it's about individual numbers?
A little bit. I'm not saying that he would sacrifice a win to have better numbers, but he's like the high school kid. And, you know, I'm more of a basketball guy, so I equate it to basketball. You know, there are some players out there would rather knock down 20 points and lose. I'm not saying Brady's there, but he's frustrated because his numbers aren't good.
Yeah, I've seen him be despondent after big statistical games where they lost. Like, even look at a Super Bowl, 505 yards, 4 touchdowns, and just, what do I do this for? You got to answer your convictions.
I don't think it's a personal stats thing. I think it's the real, you watch the realization of him.
You know, we can't win playing like this. That's what it is.
Some point, we're gonna run up against a team where scoring one touchdown is not going to be enough.
But the good news is, he has 6 more regular season games to work those issues out.
He followed that up with that. Yeah. Because we're still getting to know ourselves.
They got 6 more games. They've got time.
Look how ugly it looked for him after Pittsburgh.
Now, if we were in week 15 right now, this would mean trouble, I think.
I don't mind.
Wait a minute.
Or week 16, 17.
This
was 2015 again when they were struggling really badly at the end. And again, we've made this comparison to 2015 already.
I go back to last year.
We're not that late in the season yet.
Right. We were late in the season last year where Miami, where I remember he threw that skinny post to freaking Cordero Patterson of all people, who's really a returner. We're thinking, what the hell are we doing here? But it was a hell of a pass for a touchdown. Then Brady had that massive brain fart before the half, mismanaging the clock, missing Hogan. Like, he was missing guys then. And in Pittsburgh, back-to-back weeks, I'm like, this is it. They're toast.
So let's talk about
going to run. I mean,
let's talk about some of that red zone play calling yesterday. I know you want to get to that. And also an interesting third down call that the Patriots made at midfield. I think they maybe go hand in hand. We'll do that coming up next after headlines with Hardy.
everybody. It's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the sports up.
White to the right of Brady. Off his hip. Edelman motions into the backfield. And then motions out to the right. Brady throws it to him. It's a lateral. Edelman's looking to throw. Under pressure. To the end zone for Dorsett. A strike for a Patriots touchdown.
Razzle dazzle, baby.
Well, that's the time the Patriots got into the end zone from the red zone. Quickly, what do you make of that play call, Zoe?
Brilliant. Perfectly designed. Perfectly designed. Bang, bang. Nice job by Edelman actually allowing Dorsett to clear the first window. Like,
quarterback.
He's been so good.
Kent State.
Without warming up. You know how hard it is to make an accurate throw and set your feet without loosening your arm up?
Not for QB.
Jesus, man.
For a guy like him.
I've thrown it in the dirt. I'd have bounced it there. Two skips. Does that count? Is that worth 3 points? Yeah. I'd probably throw it in the first row. Airmail that bitch. Whoa, that one got away, coach. Sorry. Loosen the chicken wing up a little.
Yeah.
Take advantage of your opportunity. You only get one shot sometimes, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Like us letting Jimmy make his pick on Friday. One shot.
Oh.
Yeah, man, my Rams pick looked good. Jimmy. How'd everybody else do?
Jimmy. Well, the thing is, Jim put the wrong pick into the system at Sportsbet RI. He actually accidentally put the Bears in.
I would usually.
It didn't matter, though.
I would always side with Jim.
By the time we got to the Bears, we already had two losses.
I didn't think it mattered.
I should have asked, like in real time, why didn't you just place another bet with Zoe's correct bet?
Playing the odds.
Just go with it.
Yeah, my bets, my picks doesn't matter. Suck so bad.
I got to hit it anyway. Yeah. Who cares?
No, but I mean, it's perfect design right there. You know, and that really tells you something, I think. Not that you're, Philly always has it for us. Let's give them a little something here.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was from the Philadelphia 15-yard line on a third down play. Third and 11 from the 15.
So I mean that by go back to Baltimore where you had the lateral pass. Go back to Baltimore where the who man, eligible receiver, is he on, is he off, is he not? Those are times of really of desperation. I'm not saying they're a desperate team. They're 9-1. They're a good team. But just tells you, man, they're just looking for something. Something to spring him and get him going.
Ben Watson picked up a first down.
Hey!
On a 2nd and 12 play in the first half, second quarter.
He looked alive yesterday, man.
19-yard pickup to get the Patriots down to the Philadelphia 4 with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half.
Hey, a hell of a catch
first
up.
Yeah. And goal to go from the Philly 4.
Oh, God.
Brady, incomplete pass to the right to Sanu. Incomplete to
almost
the right
intercepted.
To Edelman. Yeah, almost kicked.
I mean, the red zone interceptions are horrific. Go back to Buffalo. Redskins.
Buffalo
go back to this one, potentially.
Incomplete pass to Edelman. Incomplete pass to James White.
Oh, Edelman dropped that one. That thing was on the money.
Incomplete. 22-yard field goal. They come away with 3 after having it first and goal to go from the 4. They choose not to run the ball even once there. Your thoughts? I know what your thoughts were on the game broadcast. You screamed. You yelled.
Tired of it.
I thought you were very punchy yesterday. You were very amped up for the game.
Well, it's a physical big game, right? It's Philly, man. And you got to be able to say we're going to run the ball down your throat at some point. We're going to line up 4 times.
Last year,
they would have
run the ball without a doubt.
Here's what I'm – okay.
Kansas City, if they were in that Kansas City AFC Championship game last year, first and goal to go from the 4.
So Fletcher Cox,
run
is
it
that
in.
Much of a home wrecker? You can't double Fletcher Cox with Shaq Mason and Ted Karras. You can't have Marcus Cannon, your biggest tackle, wall him off on the right. You can't have Ben Watson be the tight end of the strength to the right. Put Matt Lacoste in the game, put him in motion or a little return motion so you get him moving so his block can be a little more emphatic. You can't put Brandon Bolden in at fullback and give Rex Burkhead the ball at tailback and say we're just going to ram it hard 4 times. Right there on that right side. Let's go until you stop it. You can't pick up 4 yards on 4 tries. That's tough. That's tough going down there to throw, man. I'm sorry. Everything's tight, compact. Balls needs to be out or else you're going to get problems down there. It's how you throw interceptions. You hang on to the ball. You move around. Throw it. Next thing you know, you don't see a guy. He drops off. Too much going on down there,
run
man.
You the can ball.
Run the ball.
There it is.
Play the clip.
There it is.
God.
There
here it is.
If I'm angry, imagine how they feel. That's how you feel. You know how you feel. Feel the same way.
I got one more to ask you about.
What's that?
Late third quarter.
Yeah.
Patriots started that quarter with a touchdown drive that we just talked about. That was 10 plays, 84 yards, 4 minutes, 11 seconds.
Yep.
Eagles then went 3 and out. Patriots went 3 and out. The Eagles then had a quick drive that resulted in nothing. They punted it away. Patriots get the ball back at their own 48-yard line.
Yep. They had it twice there at midfield.
Midfield, they have the football.
God.
First down, they pick up 7. That was Matt Lacoste. And then on the second down play, they ended up losing yards. Yeah. Matt Lacoste again.
Yeah.
It sets up a 3rd and 7 mm-hmm. from the Philly 49-yard line.
Yep.
And they end up running this play with James White to the outside, handing it off. On 3rd and 7, midfield, they pick up 4. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a great play, and they punt it away.
Yeah.
That was an interesting play call.
They've done it before, though.
Were they playing the field position game at that point? Like, just take a shot, hand it off, punt the thing away.
You had to win at your back.
And you were leading at that point, 17-10.
You had a swirling win at your back, kind of. It kind of was blowing, like, diagonally across the field. It wasn't really a directional wind. They've done this before. They count guys, too. And if it's James White, you know, we got a play here. We think he can pick it up. You know, they've done that with screens. Look at the Burkhead screens, the little flip things where next thing you know, it's a 34-yard gain. They'll do that. They'll do that. If they're outnumbered in the secondary and you just don't feel like you have it, let's run it.
It just felt a little timid, some of this. Down in the red zone, not running the ball. That felt timid. That felt like they were afraid to run. Third down, they had just lost a couple of yards on that pass play.
So
they're like,
oh,
forget it, just hand it off and punt. It just felt timid. It didn't feel Patriot-like, is what it didn't feel.
Maybe didn't feel like your line could handle their front on third and long.
It felt
timid.
It's part
of it. It's part of everything.
Rob Gronkowski's got a major announcement coming tomorrow at 9 a.m. What the hell could that be?
Yeah, I got something for this, too.
Let's talk about that next and more of your calls. So if you're on the line, stay put. We'll get to you next.
What's up, Bronc Nation? I have a big announcement to make. I can't wait to drop it on all y'all this coming Tuesday. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a good time. Come check out my Instagram page this Tuesday, 9 a.m.
Yes. I'm getting there. I'm really getting there.
Okay.
It's last chance.
9 a.m. tomorrow.
That's it for him.
9 a.m. tomorrow. Rob Gronkowski claims he will make a major announcement.
You come on. You sell something tomorrow, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to snap. I'm going to be done.
So before
I'm
going
to be done.
Before I was at the post game last night, I was doing the pregame on Patriots.com.
Okay.
So I was in the building where there are not everybody travels.
Okay.
You know,
tell me you saw him.
And I spoke with someone and they have the feeling that it is either going to be an announcement of either A, him returning for this weekend, or B, he is releasing a Bluetooth water bottle with a stretchy band attached to it.
You're an ass.
Are you serious?
So water bottle, Bluetooth-enabled water bottle.
I'd buy that.
With a stretchy band.
I'd buy that instead of the football.
One of the two.
I thought you were about to tell me something real. That was stupid of mine.
It's a Bluetooth water bottle, stretchy band.
You're stop.
Rechargeable.
Stop. No, rechargeable. He's not. He's not serious. Don't listen to him.
Water filter. Stretchy. Bluetooth.
It's like the ones football. With your Bear Grylls.
It's like a Brita, but with Bluetooth.
But right. It has that carbon filter in it.
It's going to combine music and sports and drinking water and carrots.
Carrots.
No. Is there any chance?
No chance. No.
That this is him coming back?
No.
And this is where people are going to get sick of him.
Seriously,
because he is now using.
You can't do that.
He's using you and your team to tease big announcements.
Now, unfortunately for him, he put this out there before the offense was once again struggling last night against Philadelphia when they could have used him in any way, shape, or form as a receiver, as a blocker, as just a guy that you like to see out there, something other than Julian Edelman, because everything else is a work in progress, whether it's Sanu or N'Keal Harry or anyone else. So, unfortunate timing for Gronk that he posted this before the game last night, because now this is the only thing anyone wants from him. Nobody wants anything else.
We don't
want a book.
We don't want a product.
I don't want a CBD
or a shaker or any of that. I want him playing football again.
Yes. And it's all good stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know,
great products.
Not disparaging his brands.
Not at all.
Nope.
But nobody wants that from him right now after that game last night.
What's that nursery tale? The one on the kid that cried wolf. Remember that one?
The boy who cried wolf.
The boy who cried wolf or whatever. Yeah. You get enough of these and they start to build up, you become numb to them. Okay?
Yeah.
Now you're putting yourself out there to where we feel like you're using this little game, this little tease. You know? You would look at him so differently as to what he's doing now if he had that any press conference that I'm done. I won a Super Bowl. This has been the greatest ride of my life. Thank you, team. Team congratulates him. They have a hell of a send-off for him. And then, you would actually buy this stuff. This has become a you-know-what tease now. Okay?
A water bottle Bluetooth stretchy band tease?
That's it.
Gronkowski brand karaoke machine.
For his sake, I hope he's not selling somebody.
I might be into that
tomorrow. Is there some
you
new?
Would be.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he's going to be a game.
As long as it's better than the Bluetooth
game
football.
Show. It might be a kid's game
the
show.
The Bluetooth
host,
football was right? Not very functional.
No, dude. But Tom pointed out, he didn't say hello, Patriots Nation. He said, what up, Gronk Nation?
Gronk Nation.
Yeah.
That's a product. It's not what up, Patriot Nation. I have an announcement to make.
Look at the ad. Throw your music up to 90-foot Bluetooth range. Light up laces and stripes.
You guys know I can make it rain inside any in a parking lot, right? I could go out there and do a Kaepernick this past weekend.
Yes.
I could easily do a Kaepernick.
You threw that thing. It was like throwing a brick.
I can't even throw that.
The Bluetooth football?
The Bluetooth football. We had one in studio. Almost broke the wall with it.
Yeah, it was a weapon.
It was. It was, like, it was dangerous.
Imagine being on the beach, and he says, you know, like, yeah, you're on the beach.
It hurts your arm throwing that thing.
You could split someone's head open with it.
Like a shot put, yeah. Actually, had to kind of like push it as opposed to throw it.
Look at it. Look at this kid. This kid.
Oh, this kid's gonna ruin his whatever career he has. Gonna be done. Don't catch it, kid.
Just don't.
Don't catch it, kid. It's gonna hurt.
Better catch it in your hand. See it. Oh.
But it plays music. The music flies through the air.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
That was the coffee cup. Oh man.
Oh, no, man. It was the camera moving. We weren't on TV yet. That?
Yeah, but it was you throwing the coffee cup at the wall.
Right, yeah,
because the camera should not be moving when we were on TV. There's a big sign out
That's
there.
Correct.
Red light should never be on.
That is correct.
We should never be filmed when we were doing our show.
Let's get
we were being filmed.
Let's get back to these callers who've been waiting patiently. What do you say? Mike is in Everett. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Mike.
I think with Brady's frustration, I mean, I don't think it's a huge mystery. Who would he be most frustrated with? You know, a guy who's a perfectionist, he wants to, you know, be the best he can be. If he feels himself slipping and he can't stop it, even if it's not much and it's better than most of the QBs in the league, I could see that putting him at odds with the rest of what's going on more than anything else.
I don't think that's it. I don't. I really don't. I don't think Brady's the problem. Can there be a decision here or there? Yeah. Yeah. You can see some slipping in the red zone, maybe some decision-making down there.
I think this team's offensive line is the issue, by the way. They
but
can't block.
That's what forces you into some untimely decisions.
Yeah.
Or why do you think he throws it? Why do you think he throws it directly at the feet of Sonny Michel in the backfield, who's 1 foot in front of him? Because you got a Kohlberg tackle coming right at him right now, and he just sees the miss. To what? Separate a shoulder or have an incompletion out of bounds? No. I'll just throw it at the feet and kill the play. How many times have you seen him kill plays immediately this year? More so than any other year I can remember. And it has to do with up front. That's up front. That means you're unblocked. That means they got us right away at the snap. There's somebody cold free coming.
Yeah, and Brady's on the move, which is not good for him or the offense.
No, because everything is scripted with this offense.
Yes.
It's like you
That's
asked
not
me,
what this offense is.
What did you think of the Edelman touchdown pass? It was brilliant because it's one step, boom. Brady's got to be here. Edelman's got to be 2 yards behind him. He hits it. He waits. He blocks. He clears. He clears the second window. Edelman throws a dart. Perfectly scripted. That's what this offense is predicated
on. No, this is
on.
Not...
When
the
they're a good
Chiefs
screen team.
Or the Packers or any of those teams. This is not how this offense operates.
You don't have 4-3 speedsters here.
No.
You don't. No. Sanu's not going to run down any long balls, okay? So just stick it on him and let him run.
You don't have any jailbreak plays here where everyone just takes off and you now have a broken play where Brady looks for who's open.
Nope.
That doesn't exist here. It's not how it's ever really run.
But do you fault Tom Brady for feeling this way? I mean, this is what people were calling about in the first part of the show. Like, you know, he sounds like, they don't like him sounding like this. They think it's him either being a bad teammate or he doesn't have cause to feel that way.
Well, you think the way he thinks. That's the way you've been trained for 20 years, right? He's your leader.
I'm actually encouraged when I see him behave like that after a game like that. Where he could be happy-go-lucky. Hey, we got the win. 9-1, baby.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember Payton's last year, man. He couldn't throw a can of paint. But, man, they kicked our ass by 14.
I know what you're saying. You don't want a guy who's just happy to be there.
No, you don't
want that. That's not who Tom Brady is.
This tells you he ain't done.
But you can say the things you're saying without being as angry as he's been.
Say they go 14-2, get popped divisional round. You think he's done? I don't think he's done.
I am of the belief that it hinges more.
And is he going out with this type of offense?
No. I still think that there's a better chance of him retiring if they win the Super Bowl.
I agree.
And
I totally agree.
I know the guys in the afternoon show will rail against. It's got nothing to do with that. It's his life. And
I don't know
things change.
Things change. You
your mind changes. Your mood changes. Your attitude changes to whether or not you want to play anymore. Yeah, it's not this set in stone robotic decision that's going to be based on this, and this. He might win the Super Bowl and say, that's seven. No one's ever going to touch that. I'm done. And walk away from it. There's less of a chance of him walking away is, like you said, Zoe, they get popped in the divisional round. He's like, nah, that got something left.
Yeah, I'm good.
Why the Eagles were stupid, this segment has not been a great segment this season.
Yeah. No.
I will not lie.
It's better teams now.
No.
Better coach teams.
Yeah, we will hope for better results here in the coming weeks. We will hope for stupid teams like maybe Kansas City. This week, Dallas, I'm really hoping for a good one next week.
Oh, we're going to have a lot next week.
I'm really hoping for a good one after the Dallas game. But we'll get to why the Eagles were stupid.
There was one thing in there that was pretty good.
There's one thing in there.
Pretty stupid.
What?
There's one thing in there that was pretty stupid.
Okay.
But
we'll do it in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.